clock isn't working, so don't expect that to happen. I hope I okay. Let's see. All right, this is a pre-hearing conference in file number CF311836 and 6 SEPA appeals. They are MUPS 15-010 through 015. My name is Sue Tanner. I'm the hearing examiner for the city, and let's find out who's here. So starting to my right.
Hello, I'm Claudia Newman, and with Brooklyn and Newman, I represent the Washington Can appellants.
Okay.
My name is Bill Zolsel, and I represent the Squire Park Community Council.
Okay.
Troy Myers, and I represent the concerned neighbors of Sioux Trail.
I'm Mary Tadley, and I represent the Cherry Hill Community Council.
Okay, you guys are going to need to share some mics, or else use the portable survey.
I'm Mary Pachaliba, representing Cherry Hill Community Council.
Sarah Richter, representing Cherry Hill Community Council.
Vicki Scantarelli, representing 19th Avenue Block Watch on Squire Park Neighbors.
Stephanie Hughes, representing the director of DPD.
This is Jack McCullough, representing CV Corporation, one of the property owners. And Joseph Brogan, representing Swedish Health Services, the applicant.
Okay. Ms. Haynes, we didn't notify Mr. Shepherd about this, and I don't see him here. If you happen to hear from him about why that happened, let him know that we've put him on the list, and I'll have the office contact him.
Great, thank you.
Okay, first of all, are there questions that the department or applicant or property owner have about issues in the appeals? And we'll just go 15010 through 15015 in order. So starting with Mr. Brogan. Anything you need clarified?
Yes, good morning, Ms. Examiner. With respect to the notice of appeal filed by Washington Community Action Network, simply one question related to clarification, and perhaps Ms. Newman could help us in this regard. The statement of issues on appeal begin on page 3 of that document and continue on to page 4. There's a reference in subsection D on page 4 that simply notes that attached to the appeal as attachment B is a letter that provides more, quote, detail about appellant's issues on review. Goes on to say many of the issues raised are still relevant and applicable to the FEIS. In the last sentence, the appellant will address those discrepancies at the hearing. I just perhaps wanted to clarify that whether or not the Community Action Network intends on adding additional issues to the issues identified in 4 A, B, C, and D, or in fact, is the intent that the information and discussions in the letter are simply solely related to the issues identified in 4 A through D?
Go ahead. Thank you. My intention was, or my understanding was that the letter addresses both the MIMP and the DEIS, and the second half of the letter that addresses the DEIS, I believe, raises the same issues that are stated in the appeal, essentially, but provides more detail. And to the extent that there's any disagreement on that, I guess I would like to know if the applicant sees additional issues in my letter that were not raised in the appeal, I'd like to know what those are so I can clarify.
Well, I think perhaps a more efficient way of addressing it would be if Ms. Newman could agree that the issues identified in 4 through D are the scope of the issues in her appeal.
I wouldn't, since I included the letter with the appeal and the issues are very clearly stated in my letter, I wouldn't want to remove any of the issues in my letter They're incorporated into the appeal, so I don't think it's appropriate to ask that I...
Okay, what we'll do is we'll give you an opportunity to clarify the appeal by going through and actually picking out from your letter anything you see that should be in your appeal that's in the letter and not in the appeal now. So I'll consider them to be there, but what we need is having them further, more clearly identified. So we'll set a date for that. Anything else, Mr. Rogan?
The only final comment as examiner relates to the balance of the appeals. This may be an issue that's more appropriate for dispositive motions, but the applicant has at least identified a possibility that issues raised in all of those appeals relate to the major institution master plan, and specifically, and it's unclear whether those issues are properly before the examiner within the scope of the EIS appeal. And again, this could be addressed through dispositive motions if the examiner would prefer that pathway.
It would probably be more efficient to do it that way, because then I can let you sort it out for your motions and responses. The problem that we have is trying to find a time to do that with the schedule the way that we have right now in the office. But could you give us, generally what you're talking about is the master plan issues that are kind of intertwined with the SEPA issues, right?
Correct. For example, the concerned neighbors appeal items, at least roughly 1 through 10, are all statements regarding the major institution master plan. For example, the proposed plan is not compatible with policies of City of Seattle. Proposed plan is not compatible with City of Seattle policies regarding noise, light and glare, air quality. There's a question whether those are proper EIS.
Right. Okay. Well, it looks like we'll probably have to set a time for dispositive motions then. Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. McCullough.
No, we concur with Mr. Brogan.
Okay, Ms. Haynes.
DPD concurs.
Okay.
I'm sorry, can I ask you a quick question about that? Obviously the two hearings are consolidated, and so the hearings under will be hearing issues through the public hearing process for the MIMP at the same time. So I'm curious what the end result is. Does that just limit the expert testimony that can be presented on those issues?
It does, because what we're and I'll get to the order of presentation.
Okay.
But what we'll do is we're going to start with the master plan portion of the hearing first, and public testimony and everything, the CAC and all of that. And then when that hearing closes, whenever it closes, we'll move immediately into the SEPA appeal hearing. So there would not be in the SEPA appeal hearing then presentation of testimony in that portion of the hearing on the master plan.
Okay. I just want to make sure that seems to me to be the only distinction between the, I mean, they can raise those issues for the MIMP part of the hearing, just can't present expert testimony during the SEPA portion.
Right.
Okay.
They can raise those issues during the MIMP portion of the mm-hmm. testimony if they want to testify as a member of the public.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Then dispositive motions are basically distinguishing between the MIMP and the SEPA appeal. Okay. All right. Tell me, witness and exhibit. Let's start with the SEPA portion. Do you have a guesstimate as to how many witnesses you'll be presenting this?
Approximately four.
Okay. And
I don't know about the others, though.
I know.
Okay.
All right. Witnesses, Ms. Pizzetta?
Yes, right. Approximately 2-3.
And these are all going to be different. They're not overlapping.
Right, that's one of the things I think that we need to sort out. We want to make sure that we're not
okay.
Doing the same thing.
All right.
Two.
All right.
I don't have any at this point.
You don't have any idea how many are?
Correct.
But you know it's you.
Yes.
And there may be others.
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Richter? All right. Ms. Santorelli?
We're not sure how many, depending on because we haven't found out if we have the same witnesses or not. So for the moment, why don't I say four?
Okay.
With the possibility that that may change.
Okay. And for the department, yourself and probably two?
Possibly four, okay. Depending on the issues.
Mr. McCullough?
When we together, we'll have, just on the CEPA portion, probably four.
Yeah,
I would
okay.
care. I mean, depending on how the issues sort of clarify.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's talk about, well, first, before we get to order of proceedings, Ms. Haynes, core documents that I would like to get in the next couple of weeks. The plan, obviously, the EIS, both of the CAC reports, I assume. Is there just one minority report?
At this point, I'm aware of one minority report.
Your boxes of public comments and your part of your record list. Okay. Order of presentations. During the master plan, I would like to start with a brief overview of the master plan for me before I hear public testimony. Just whatever it takes to give me some context in order so I know what I'm hearing. Then we'll have testimony from the Citizen Advisory Committee, both the majority and the minority reports, if they want to give their reports. And then there'll be testimony from the public. And I don't know numbers, how that will go, but I'm guessing it will take up at least our first day. Presentation by DPD, and then presentation by the applicant / property owner, and you can coordinate that however you want to do that. Are you anticipating a presentation or two separate ones?
A presentation.
Okay.
Ms. Examiner, would it be a better use of time, you think, to flip the last two and have the applicant presentation before DPD?
You can, the three of you can work that out, whatever is the best way to present it.
Okay.
And during the master plan public testimony, there will often be people who are testifying as experts. And in that case, the party representatives, including the appellant representatives, will have the opportunity for cross-examination. That's difficult if you're not an attorney or familiar with the adversarial process, and I will keep a very tight rein on it. I don't want to discourage public testimony. So it's not the time to argue your case. It's not the time to argue with the person presenting the testimony. And so I guess I would say if you don't have expert testimony that you are presenting and you don't have an expert witness that you are going to present, you probably are not equipped to do cross-examination of an expert.
Yes. Is there a time limit for the testimony from experts and or the public, and would they be different during that time?
During the public testimony? Mm-hmm. No, there's no time limit unless I see, 300 people out there.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And a lot of times what people do is simply, sort of line up, come in, testify, and then groups leave, and then others come in. So. In the CEPA appeal portion, that's set out in hearing examiner rules. We'll have the parties' opening statements. That's optional. There's the opportunity for each of the appellants to present their case, an opportunity for the department and the applicant, and again, coordinated however you wish. And then an opportunity for rebuttal by all parties, and then closings. Closings in almost all situations like this are going to be written, and I can tell you right now, pretty much because of the schedule, exactly what that's going to be. In all likelihood, opening briefs will be on the 24th of July.
I'm sorry, what was that? Thing?
Opening briefs, closing. Opening, closing briefs.
The day after the hearing?
24th of July, is that what that is?
I think the 13th is
the hearing.
Is the starting date of the hearing.
24th is a week after.
Oh, I see, okay.
And that's assuming we get through it in the 5 days.
So we're planning, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th are all, that whole week is for the hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
The 31st would be the responsive briefs, and any replies would be due on either the 5th or the 6th. We'll get to that. And a decision would be out somewhere between the 4th and the 8th of September. At least that's when it's due. Okay. Questions? Anything else we need to cover today?
Yes. Mr. McCullough, just to be clear in the record, City Corporation owns about 40% of the property on the campus. And I wanted to make sure that our status, city status as a party here is clear, since we're not the applicant.
I know. City.
And so, for the record, we're happy to file a motion intervening if that is the appropriate thing to do, or with the agreement of the examiner parties.
I don't think it's necessary.
Okay. Very good.
Anything else?
Mr. Chairman, one question. So it's correct that you'll be issuing an order shortly after this period of conference setting the dates for discovery,
yes,
witnesses, exhibits.
And I'll try to find some time for a dispositive motion.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions?
I'm just assuming that means no opening briefs. We're just doing opening, which is fine with me.
It's much more useful. Things are so much more refined by the time that mm-hmm. we get to the end of the hearing.
Right. I agree. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
For the parties here, I want to see if we're all in agreement to service by email.
Yes.
Yes.
Acceptable. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions from appellant representatives?
No. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.